The most effective orders are those that are silently done. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The most effective orders are silently done. Now, we have a tendency to be a very boisterous, vocal community, a vocal people, and it wasn't always that way. When the cavemen were here, they had no language to communicate with, and sign language and what have you. And yet, they had a very effective way of communicating ideas to each other. And that way was to communicate by thought. Communicate silently, and as I do with Rex oftentimes, we're walking the path, and I say silently to myself, Rex, come here now. And then all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere. Now, is he hearing my silent command? Is he hearing my silent request? Yes, he is. Now, are people able to do the same thing? Are humans able to have the same response to a command or a desire or a request? And the answer is yes, of course. But how can they do that? How can a human being have the ability to respond to a silently spoken request? Now, there are people who are sensitive to other people, sensitive to the world, and these people know whenever anybody in the world wants something to be done. And a mother need only think that her child is doing something foolish, and she says to herself, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And the child may be at the neighbor's house, but she senses that the child is doing something foolish. She's in tune with that child. And silently she says to herself, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Or she says, now you're a gentleman. Act like a gentleman under all circumstances. Do not go around doing it. And of course, if she can keep from the do nots, that's all the better. But giving out a positive statement as to what is right to do. Now, when you're at your friend's house, act like a gentleman. Act like a wonderful person. Act like a little lady. And make yourself proud of yourself. And so when these thoughts are in our mind, these thoughts are teleported, they are transported, they're sent to the other where. Now, is there one mind? We say yes. Is that one mind available to us at all times? We say yes. So why not use that one mind to give our requests and to give our desires? Now, the next part, it presumes the desire on another to hear our request. And I oftentimes speak to people here at the table, and their mind is somewhere else, and they don't respond. And I'll say two or three times the statement, and they don't respond, so then I'll shout their name, and all of a sudden, what do you want, you know? And I say, where were you, you know? In what land were you? What strange country were you? And, no, I was just thinking, well, when you're at the table, think about what we at the table are doing, and then be aware, and know that. Now, there was no way I would be able to communicate with that person through thought, because their thought was not tuned in to the universal thought. It was just tuned in to their little private world and private thoughts. So, we want to be universal in our thinking. Now, what happens when you're universal in your thinking? Well, what happens is that you are harmonious. What happens is that you feel good about yourself. What happens is that you are in tune with the universe around you, because it's who you are. You created it, and so therefore you're in tune with it. Now, if you think you have to worry it, you have to worry the universe into being, if you think you have to worry the universe into expressing something, then of course you got a problem. Then you have a problem because you know nobody's listening to you. You know that nobody pays any attention to you. But are you the master of your world? Are you the creator of your world? Do you have a clear sync line with the infinite? And the answer is yes. Do you believe that? The answer should be yes. Do you believe it, though? Or do you believe that nobody cares, nobody wants to hear what you have to say, nobody is interested in what you're doing, everybody's giving you a hard time? You see, those thoughts cut you off from the flow of the universal consciousness. They cut you off from the flow of loving gentleness. Now, when the little boy is over at the neighbor's house acting up, and the mother senses this, the mother sends a clear channel, because the kids' minds are clear. The kids' minds are open, and they're open for quite some time. And then, little by little, they begin to close. And when a child is playing in the yard, and the mother says, "Come in now," and the child doesn't come in, and then she goes later, "Come in now, time for supper." The kid doesn't come. Go again, "Come in now." The kid knows he doesn't have to come in, so he stops listening. These are the first steps in non-communication through verbal and non-verbal forms. And if you are giving an order verbally, make sure it is followed through instantly. Otherwise, your verbal order is of no benefit to you or anybody else. So start thinking of that. Start thinking, when you say for someone to do something, expect them to do it, and just sit on their back until it's done, and realize that it's done. And then you'll get to another point where you can mentally do this. But don't make yourself a fool by telling your children to come in and then not enforcing it, because then they will turn it off. Don't make yourself a fool by saying, "I asked you 3 times to do this now, and you paid no attention to it, so therefore I will not ask you again. I will not communicate with you. You're off my list. You're out of my world. I'm not going to bother thinking about you." And if that's what you want, that's fine. But if you want to communicate with anybody, make sure that you listen to them and that you respond. You don't have to do what they say, but you respond. And you say, "No, I don't have time for that right now," or whatever. But you respond. You are the master. You are the one who makes the decision for yourself. And this is very important. If we don't do that, we're like the mother telling the child to come in and then not enforcing it. And so then the kid doesn't come in and doesn't enforce it. But you see, these are all great things that we're working with, and they're wonderful things that we're putting into consciousness. And that's what life is all about. The most effective orders are those silently done. And the more we realize this, the more wonderful our life becomes. So, have a wonderful day, and put this thought for today at work for yourself, and you'll find everything is in divine order. I love you, I love you, I love you.